Welcome to the Good Vibes Podcast with Clark Impastato and Ryan G.
Creepy lady. I always assume everything's being recorded anyway, so I don't know why they have to announce it, but
it's Skynet.
It's 100%
Skynet. Yep.
Well, hey, before we get into it, I want to give a shout out to my boy Big Pat. What's up, Big Pat?
Nice.
And also some countries, man. Iceland, thank you for staying in the fight.
Yeah.
We have lost Russia and China, oddly enough.
They've
fallen off our maps.
I know, come it's weird.
I was like, what? I thought we were bros. Yeah. Come on, ninjas. What's up?
For the record, I mean, we love the people. It's just we don't see eye to eye with your government. That's all.
Yeah, I don't see eye to eye with our government. Like, what government? I haven't seen a government. You're like, all right, those dudes are cool. No, they're all creepy old people running the show in every country, man.
That's funny. That's true.
I don't know. Unless you want to make me the king of Thailand or something cool like that, I would definitely jump in that and have some fun.
Oh my gosh. I would just want to be like a lord under your kingdom.
The king of Siam.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can do it. We can do it. Yeah. The lord of festivities.
Oh, yes.
Ryan, make it fun, please. Make it fun, please.
Yes. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. But we still, so Iceland's still representing, Israel, Uzbekistan.
I think Uzbekistan.
They popped up, which is good.
Nuts.
Canada and Mexico, our neighbors, not doing so good. But as you mentioned earlier in the week, UK representing like a motherfucker.
Yeah, our
thank
UK
you,
brothers,
UK
sisters. Yeah,
seriously. Dude, you guys are throwing up some numbers, so we love you, man. We can't wait to do
an episode,
a roadshow episode, cruising pubs over there or something.
It's a bucket list. We will figure out how to make that happen. You know,
we have to make it after 2022 because I do have an announcement. 2022, for the purposes of discipline, is going to be a dry year for Clarky.
Now, come on,
the entire year, dude. I'm
going
to do
it. You're going for it.
Well, it's mainly because fucking bronchitis and COVID, my training's thrown off. And I said, you know what? 2022, because since 2019, shit's been weird.
Okay.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to focus on shit, which is health, because I've been with the bronchitis and COVID and lung issues. And
good on you, bro.
I'm still kind of hacking. And like we were talking about before we hit the record button, the fatigue that continues to follow post COVID. Yeah. I'm like, nope, I'm going to take a year of time. And I want to be one of those like dudes. You're like, wow, how's he doing that? Like, it's amazing. Kind of the discipline equals freedom, Jocko.
Nice. I love it. But
I'm going to set aside a year. So we'd have to definitely postpone any British shenanigans.
You set aside a year, but what I'm going to set aside for you is some get out of jail free cards. So if you need to call me, be like, I really just need a card for this weekend. I'm going to give you three. No, you have three.
if some dude calls up wearing this.
Oh, no, there it is. The infamous beret. It's ironic that it's raspberry.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, we thought this episode we'd have a little fun. We've been tackling some topics out there in current events and society, etc. But we thought, and we want you to play along with us in the car, wherever you listen or watch us. But we were going to play a little what if game between each other. Feel free to answer in your head or where you're at. This we have no idea where this is going to go. We thought we'd have a little bit of fun and a little more lighthearted today.
Exactly. Yeah, and play along with us. That's a great idea. What would you do in these scenarios that we throw at each other?
Exactly. And then maybe China will come back in Russia.
Yeah, they'll be like, damn, they are a threat. They're playing the what if game. We better pay attention.
They laid off of us for a full episode.
Yeah. They didn't bitch about us. Wow.
Nice. All right. Well, shoot, man. You want to kick it off here? All right. Let's
do that. So I have kind of a mixture.
I'm scared.
Some of it's just shits and giggles, kind of the shit you might talk about at the high school level. And then some other stuff is,
I got a
little bit of thought behind it.
Okay.
I'm just going to go in order of how I came up with them.
I love it.
So what if you were the last man on Earth? What would you do?
Oh, God.
What would be like the first series of things you would do? You just wake up and one day realize, holy shit, where is everybody? Kind of like that TV show that went away that I loved.
There's no chicks.
Nothing. You're just, for, as far as you know, you wake up and everything's gone. I mean, as far as people, but your house is in order. Cars are still parked where they were. You're just like, what the fuck happened? I'm the last dude. Like, what would you do?
That is,
what if you were the last man, last person?
God, that is, I guess there's no consequences, right? But there's no people.
I would turn it into like a Grand Theft Auto type game.
Yeah, I was thinking it has to involve something with the car. You're definitely jumping in the car and you're going to act like an asshole.
Steal the neighbor's Hummer and start ramming shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably, you know, tie one on, crank one out just to, you know, get some reality of perspective.
Yeah.
That's fucking creepy, dude. I would definitely hop in the car and just, that's the time where you could go 100 miles per hour all over. Off-road, you know, just act like an asshole, but I guess that's going to get old for a while. I don't know, man. I think I'd be an alcoholic for the first month.
Just driving around drunk, smashing shit.
Well, yeah, so I'm going to bar hop. I'm going to go to everyone's house and see what's in the liquor cabinet. Go to the liquor store. So it's like my own progressive party, but it's by
myself.
Check
out the gun cabinets, too.
Oh, there you go. So I will go to someone's liquor cabinet, but then I'm going to turn the shooting range into their living room.
Oh, start shooting shit up like lampshades and fucking chandeliers and TVs.
Yeah, so basically all your neighbors have become a kill house. So it's awesome, right? You could just
practice in CQB, real world. Yeah.
Just start shooting shit up. I mean, that's probably, what about you?
It would probably be very similar. I would just
guns and booze.
I'd probably walk around a little bit and I'd be like, what the fuck? It would take me a minute to figure out what the hell's happening.
Okay.
And same thing. I would probably just be like, well, yeah, I mean, there's no consequences. There's nobody around that my actions could hurt. So let's just break some shit. Would be fun, man.
Yeah,
just
you have
same
to.
Thing. I would probably just start in the neighborhood, picking through neighbors' houses.
Yeah.
Like similar to what you said, go through their liquor cabinets, as long as it's not 2022, because I would still be dry for that year. So this happened New Year's of 2023, this scenario.
Hey, man, don't put it past 2023. You never know.
I never know what's next. God. No. Every year. But yeah, same thing. Kind of just a little toddler on rampage. Yeah, yeah. I think just having fun smashing shit. Yeah.
All right, I got one for you. Now, what if every time you went outside, a theme song played out loud? What would your theme song be?
Oh, dude, the A-Team. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So basically, every time you start walking, that song is going to play?
Yeah, that's a good one. What's yours?
I'm actually surprised you didn't go with a Metallica. I'm actually... Don't tell them.
Don't tell them.
Don't tell them.
Don't tell Metallica. He chose the A-Team.
God, every time I step outside a theme song, I guess it would be Frank Sinatra, My Way. You know, regrets.
I've
had a few, but too few to mention.
That's true.
That's kind of the song of my life up to today.
Yeah.
I always picture that. Like whenever I'm at like a Costco or a mall, baby, I kind of just look at people like, dude, what would that person's theme song be?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you kind of sing in your head.
They should have an app for that. You could like film someone and then, I guess you could do it on your own. You just film someone and then that would be kind of a fun game we could play.
That would be awesome.
People out in public and then assign theme songs to them based upon how they look and act. Yeah.
You know, some people that walk aimlessly, it's like, la, 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 la.
Yeah, the Smurfs. Yeah. <You're> right. Yeah. Don't know how I knew that. That was scary.
Oh, you're 80s all the way. You knew the Smurfs. All right.
I had the Smurfs album, the little record you could play.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you imagine you still had that? You eBay that? Oh, fuck.
Probably is still at my mom's house. Shit don't change in her house. It's like a museum, dude.
You got to call Ma after this.
Same shit's been in the same spot for 40 years.
I love it. The box, the cardboard box in the garage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. What else? What do you got?
Okay. Let me see. I got that one. What if you could see the future and see how people would die and when? Would you tell them? Creepy, right? It kind of started out a little apocalyptic with my shit. I'm like, well, bro,
you're dark side of the force today.
I think I was typing these up while I was watching Ancient Aliens, so I'm not responsible for my state of mind at that point. But what if you could see the future and see how and when people would die? And would you tell them?
I wouldn't, but I would start a Deadpool and I'd basically cook the odds. So
yeah, well, that's there you go. Wouldn't that be a weird thing though, dude? Like, God, not even talking about knowing about your family, but just coworkers.
No, man,
just,
that'd be a, that's a burden.
What a curse.
It would be a curse.
To see that, how and when.
No.
Because I've always asked people, like, if you could look into a TV and see how you were going to die and when, would you want to know?
No.
Most people say they wouldn't want to know. I'm like, I would, because I want to make sure I, like, have fun before that day. Like, what if it's tomorrow? Like, oh, shit. Well, I'm not going to work.
Well,
fuck it.
Maybe we should all live our life that way every day.
You should.
You know? And so there's no regrets, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, that's a good one, because that kind of segues.
It's creepy. Oh, and by the way, my answer is I would tell all the people that I don't like. I'd fuck them up.
Dude, I like that. Dude, that's like, first of all, you'd be like the top guy in PSYOPs for the CIA.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
I would
have this email that goes out. And they would know it's from Clark. Like, oh, shit.
Oh, I got fuck, the Clark email. Report.
Oh, fuck. Dear Hillary.
We're joking.
Hillary is my neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary Bartholomew Smith.
I love Hillary Bartholomew. Based on that, I have a follow-up question on that. So it's kind of Matrix type of scenario. So what if you go to sleep and your brain downloads your next day, actually?
Wow.
So it's not really reality we're living in. So basically, when we sleep, it's downloading tomorrow.
Wow. Dude, what if it does? Man, that's creepy.
I know, right?
Just people that argue we live in a simulation. That's when I changed the channel. Like, nope, I don't want to know. Yep. Nope, next.
It's creepy theories out there in books. But yeah, what if you go
to sleep? That's why my days are so fucked up, because my sleep is broken. So I'm getting half downloads and shit. And
you get
glitches.
Half downloads.
Oh, glitched and shit. And then there's some porn virus and shit. Like, what? I'm just like twitching. My downloads are all jacked up, man. Like fucking Windows 98, man. I got some old downloads with dial up.
What if that was what reality is? Whatever.
Yeah.
All we're getting is we sleep and we get fed our day. Fuck.
Yeah. That is creepy. That's a creepy thought.
Right?
What if you don't sleep? You just keep living in the same day?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I don't have an answer for that one. I just thought it was a fucked up question.
That is a creepy one. No, I like that. That's a little
By the way,
trippy. I like that.
If you have some really good answers to this, if I
email us.
Put it
email
on the comments. Go on our comments on the IG for this. We'd love to see some really creative answers. Okay, you got one?
Let's see. Yep. Do. What if I offered you $1 million to kiss Hillary Clinton? Would you do it?
Eyes open, eyes closed, tongue, no tongue.
Eyes closed, tongue for 10 minutes.
$1 million? Yes.
Cash money, tax free.
I would do it because I know probably 10% of that I'd utilize for therapy.
And I'd mouthwash. Get over it.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a whole procedure after, but you have money. You have money to compensate for the procedure, from therapy to mouthwash to... I guess you're going to have to get your buddies to make you feel somewhat normal. Maybe buy them some beers. I don't know.
Yeah. Heavy amounts of alcohol after that.
It's $1 million, though.
Or before you might get drunk before you do it.
Yeah.
That's not a stipulation.
Oh, well,
get hammered and then you won't care. You'll be like, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you could have been way grosser. I mean, you just said just a kiss. I mean, so I have limits. I have limits. But
well, we can always play the game. What is... marry one, kill one, fuck one, and then you name three people. You ever play that game?
Oh, I played a lot of those. And let me tell you, Hillary still makes that list.
Yeah, she's always in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Secret Service is going to count as definitely knocking on her door at some point.
Nah, they hate her too.
All right, I have a nightmare situation for you. Ready?
Ooh, all right. Freddy Krueger in it?
This is worse.
Oh, shit.
What if your wife's orgasm sounded like Kamala Harris's laugh?
Oh, God. That's a good one. There would be no orgasm.
There'd be no sex. Like,
I would make sure I had my little finish.
Yep.
And then be like, okay, well, gotta go. Bye.
Oh, that's actually smart. That's a good way to play it.
Just get it, yeah. Burn that fuse quick, man.
What
if
every woman had that problem? Like, their orgasm was Kamala
Maybe that's
Harris's
what's
laugh.
Happening with Kamala. Maybe that is an orgasm.
Oh, my
that's what
gosh.
She sounds like, the cackle.
Oh, God, it's running through my head right now, that sound. Ah,
I know.
That's terrible.
So bad. Oh.
Yeah, I agree with you. If that was the case.
Yeah, sorry. I got to do my thing. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of unfulfilled women out there, if that was the case. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a creepy one. I like it.
That's good. I like that. Okay. Wait, send me one.
Oh, let's see what I got here. Boop. What if you had the chance to walk up to the 18-year-old you? Mm. What would you say to yourself?
Shit. Oh, man. 18-year-old me.
Yeah, knowing what you know now. I always like that question with people. Because I think that about what would I tell myself?
I think a lot of mistakes I made when I was younger was around partners and partnerships. I didn't have the confidence enough to go do something myself. So I took on partners because of the lack of that confidence. And I didn't really need them. It was just there for comfort. And it always turned into a bad partnership and a bad business situation. So I'd go back, kick myself in the ass and say, hey, man, if you got to have the confidence if you want to go do something and be that entrepreneur earlier in age. I just, I've learned more hard lessons that way of, you know, trying to take someone else and bring them into some type of deal or an occasion just because of an insecurity. That's bullshit.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you stated business, because when you said partners, I was like, whoa, what were you doing when you were 18, little monkey? Playing with bananas? Well, no, I think that's a thing of the youth, too.
Yeah.
Because I was in similar situations, just not necessarily business-wise, but I always felt like I had to be part of a group or have someone there, or, you know, that is a confidence thing. So, yeah, that's a good one.
That was a good question. Okay. What if you were an 80s toy? What toy would it be? Instead of being Clark, you were a toy.
Dude. You know, my first gut instinct is to say He-Man, but hold on a minute. I don't know.
This is a tough
one. If I'd want to be He-Man toy. Dude.
So it's like your reality in life. You're going to walk around as this toy.
Yeah, I mean, He-Man's a pretty good one, but I hate to just... I got to go. That was the first thing that popped in my head. He-Man, dude, yeah.
I respect that. I'm a big He-Man fan. You know?
How about you?
I think I'd have to be like a Transformer, because I'd want to, you know, transform into something, and I got the whole robot dance going, and, you know, maybe I could fly or drive. And
which Transformer? Who would you be?
I'm an Optimus Prime dude. I've always liked
straight to the top. I like it.
Straight to the top. You know, the big truck, Mack truck or whatever it was. Yeah. And then I would, you know, He-Man, I dig it. I mean, shoot, man, you go from this little dude into this, you know, big monster dude with a pet tire cat or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah. You got a cool voice. He's got a cool voice. Actually, Optimus Prime, it was one of the few presents that I woke up in the wee hours of, you know, after Christmas Eve into Christmas morning. And I carefully pulled off the scotch tape and opened it up. And I saw it go. The thing is, I fucked myself over because I was so excited. I didn't sleep the rest of the night because I knew I was getting Optimus Prime. I was just so jazzed. And then I realized, like, I cheapened the moment, because when I opened it, I already knew what I was opening. And I'm sure I looked fake as shit. My mom was like, you peaked, you little fucker. I was like, oh, look at this. What a surprise. Optimus Prime didn't even know that was going to happen. Oh, my God.
Dude, yeah, I remember that toy verbatim, because it came with the trailer. You remember the trailer turned into like a base?
It did. It would open up
a fort. Yep. Yeah. God.
Yeah.
Alternative would be a G.I. Joe. I don't care which one, because I would just want to walk around to people and say, and knowing's half the battle. Like, give them those after school lessons.
Yeah.
Kids, no, I'd want to be strangers.
Snake Eyes, dude. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to see that Snake Eyes was cool. By the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Snake Eyes has a movie. That's right.
Yeah. I still haven't seen it. I got to go.
I got to see. He was always my favorite dude. I liked Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes, badass. Hell yeah. And then his brother, Storm Shadow. So, God, it shows you what 80s fans we are. I mean, gosh.
They're still making movies of that shit. It was so epic.
Absolutely. All right. What do you got?
Let's see. Dun, dun, dun. What if you woke up tomorrow and you were Britney Spears? What would you do?
Oh, easily. I'd spend the first couple days touching myself. Are you kidding? All right. Look, they are real. They're real.
Woo.
Or yeah, I guess not.
A full body self exam would be, be in order.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you're Britney Spears, dude. You know?
I think I'd probably try to dance and sing and jump around too. Like, wow, can you really do this?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good
one. I mean,
one.
That's not a horrible curse. You wake up Britney Spears. Like, no. Now, I guess it depends on what chapter of her life you woke up in. If you woke up in like shaved head, psychiatric Britney Spears, no might not be as fun as young pop star, or even now that she's free Britney, she's free from her weird legal thing or whatever.
No, I want the heydays. Yeah.
Oh, what did they kayfabe to be trying to put his banana in you though? Like,
no, I don't have to let it. I don't have to let it. I'd go lesbian.
Yeah.
I'd go lesbian. Yeah,
it's true.
Yep. Because she would get some hot chicks.
Oh, all the little Hollywood bimbos, man. Yeah. You'd be banging Megan Fox or something. Yeah.
Because it's still me inside. Like, I'm still a dude, so I'm going to go lesbian.
A dude, but you're an A-list celebrity chick.
Dude.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Literally, you're having some chicken dinner.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what if you were a cartoon character in real life? What cartoon character would you be?
Oh, wow. Cartoon character in real life. Dude, I got to be honest to my cartoon roots. My favorite cartoon, and it's not well known, but the nerds out there will know. Robotech was a Japanese anime cartoon.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Japan, they called it Macross, the Macross Saga, but here we call it Robotech. And there were three wars, and the new generation was the third war. I think it was new generation, maybe it's next generation. But anyway, Scott Bernard was kind of the main character of that, and he flew an airplane. And he drove one of those like fucking motorcycles that would transform over you and turn into a jetpack and you could shoot rockets.
Yeah.
So Scott Bernard, dude. I always thought that guy was a pimp, man.
Yeah. I dig it, man. I dig it. Yeah. I think
some deep nerd shit right there, man. Robotech, baby. Robotech.
I'm a little simpler. I think I would just be the Roadrunner. Meep meep.
Meep meep.
Just fuck with people. Just run up.
You know, something more mainstream, I'd probably like to be Bugs Bunny, dude.
Yeah.
That guy just always had a good time, man. He was always up to some shenanigans.
Exactly. I want to be the shenanigans, you know, cartoon dude, you know?
Silly, happy cartoon.
Yeah, I couldn't be a Smurf because I couldn't live in a tribe where there's all dudes and one girl. I just couldn't do that.
Oh, what was that cartoon that had the sheepdog and the wolf? And they were always friends clocking in, and then they would he would try to steal the sheep all day.
Yeah, it's still Looney Tunes.
The sheepdog would fuck them up, and then at the end of the day, they'd clock out and be friends.
God, see, I miss Looney Tunes. That's what we grew up, man. That was part of the
Saturday morning cartoons. Yeah.
God, I miss. They got
you earned your cartoons. You had to wait all week for that shit.
That's right, and they got rid of it because it's too violent.
Yeah, I know, right?
What the fuck's wrong with people? All right, I got it. This one's a little creepy. And don't tell me you've thought about this before, okay? But what if your dead relatives or friends that have passed actually see you masturbate?
I think about that a lot.
Because
I'm worried. Like, my grandma used to think I was a good kid, but now she's been dead for forever. I think she died in like 2000 or 2001. I'm thinking, damn, can Mama Jane see me just flog the dolphin on a daily basis? Like, is she so disappointed in me? Like, oh.
Well, how are you going to deal with that?
I think about that a lot. And I just say, don't judge me. You guys did it too. You just didn't have cell phones.
Stop judging.
You had JCPenney catalogs.
Yeah, look away.
In swimsuit edition, Sports Illustrated. Yeah. You know, National Geographic, you dirty fuckers. You know you did it.
I think they'd be more proud of us on how we've evolved from the, you know, from the 50s, the Sears catalog of the negligee to now having Pornhub.
Go to the underwear section and be like, oh, that's close enough. All right. Or sometimes just raw imagination. When's the last time anyone did it on just imagination, no visuals? Like, that doesn't happen anymore.
Because
you get
old school.
your little spank box 24/7, you know?
Dude, that's
who goes to the bathroom without their phone?
Yeah. Wow.
I force myself to sometimes just to see how awkward it is. And it's weird. Well, you're just looking around.
You have to keep the edge somehow. So you have to challenge yourself creatively, right?
Yeah. Just do one off the Spank Bank memory once in a while. Stay old school. And that's the challenge, the Spank Bank challenge. I want all of our listeners, the next time they do it, they flog the dolphin. no supporting visual evidence. You go in there just off of memory, imagination, doing old school spank bank challenge.
I love
it. And just give us thumbs up, spank bank challenge, thumbs up, and we know you did it.
I love it. I love it.
Challenge.
what do you got?
Oh, let's see here. Dun dun dun. What if you suddenly turned invisible? What would be the first thing you would do with your newfound invisibility powers?
Actually, I'm going clandestine, man. I want to go into the halls of Congress. I want to see what's up with these assholes. I want to see on how dirty it is. And then I would go to Project Veritas, and I would just dump it.
Damn. Very noble. I was thinking sneaking in the woman's locker room at Lifetime Fitness.
That's a given. I mean,
no, but what else am I going to do? I mean, that I'd never thought of like go fuck up Congress and shit.
Well, I have to balance myself. Of course, I'm going to do a good deed. And then I don't feel so bad when I'm in the ladies room at LA Fitness.
If you were invisible, could your dead relative see you masturbate in the female locker room?
Absolutely
at Lifetime Fitness.
You're invisible.
You're invisible, right? Even invisible. To ghosts.
Yeah.
Invisible to ghosts too. Ha ha. Sorry, Mama Jane. Got you on that one. Poor Mama Jane. I'm glad none of my relatives listen to this shit. They'd be like, you mentioned Mama Jane like that? No longer an impostado.
Oh my gosh. I have a feeling this is
it's the Mountain Dew talking. I'm getting all hopped up on Mountain Dew like a spider monkey. I'll come at you, Chip. I'll come at you like a spider monkey.
All right, I got a COVID question for you. What if every time you coughed, you shit a dollar?
Dude, I'll be honest with you. When I was showering this morning, I cough pooped a little bit.
You didn't get rich from it, though.
No, but I mean, the formula is there.
The formula is there. Right?
If every time I coughed over this last winter session with bronchitis and COVID, I would be a billionaire.
I would be a billionaire.
I would make Elon Musk my bitch.
Now,
I've coughed so much, my sciatic nerves hurt.
Yeah, well, there's $3 right there. I just thought that would be great. Like,
I just coughed a $3 bill. I didn't even know what that was.
Okay, well, follow up to that. What if you spoke out of your ass instead of your mouth?
You know, I fart so much. I bet my wife and daughter would argue that I do speak out of my ass. My daughter especially is amazed at my superpower of fart.
You're actually fluent in the language.
It's funny sometimes, like she'll be in the bathroom at night getting ready for bed, and I can hear her in her bathroom brushing her teeth, and as I'm walking up the steps, I'm brewing up the perfect storm, and I'll just park right outside her bathroom door and just, a good long 10 to 15 second rip, and you just hear daddy.
Well, here, maybe what you need is a translator. What you were saying is good night.
Yeah, it's good night. Blowing your kiss good night.
Exactly. Blowing your kiss good night. Yeah. See?
So that's the Ace Ventura can talk out of his butt.
He can.
Excuse me while I ask you a few questions.
Can you imagine? Let's start this meeting now and everyone drops their trowel, turns around.
Yeah.
So, Clark, how was it?
There's a South Park episode, I think, where everyone's talking out of their butts. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
It's a concept.
Okay.
I like that one. Anything butt related is just funny. I'm a big fan of that.
We're big children.
We are. Yeah. Well, they can tell by our what if questions for sure. I like this one. I started out a little doomsday-ish, a little apocalyptic in the beginning. So I pulled myself out of that nosedive.
Okay.
What if you had to live in another country for 30 days? What country would it be and why?
Brazil.
Oh, good call.
Go to Brazil.
Why?
Dude, they're just fun party people, right? It's the dancing, it's the food, it's the boozing, it's, you know, it's just
big butts.
Yeah, there's that. You know,
jiu-jitsu. Right? See,
all things point to Brazil for me. You know, I just want to go down there and just, you know, live a little vida loco, whatever the hell it is.
It's a big hotspot for SF cats, man. The SF bros love Brazil, Costa Rica, Brazil.
See,
they're
they
big
have good
into
intel.
South. Yeah, South America.
Wow, over Thailand, actually.
Yeah, for sure. Thailand's a small group of SF guys, a lot of West Coast team guys, and creepy Europeans, German grandpas. I get they it. Like the little boys. Yeah.
Let's clap in.
So, Scheiße.
If you have the Asian fetish, you're going to Thailand. If you're more into the South American lady, you're going to Brazil.
Brazil, Costa Rica.
I got it.
Puerto Rico, they love South America. It's just because that's their AO. A big chunk of them have been doing narco shit for decades. But Brazil's a hot, and I've never been. I've always been a little scared of Brazil. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's pretty wild. You get the wrong streets, you're going to get jacked pretty quick.
You're going to get jacked or kidnapped for ransom. Yeah. Or, you know, maybe some organs go missing. But yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I'm with the right group of guys that go.
I would go like on a jiu-jitsu retreat where you're just surrounded by assassins and you're training at like a Gracie gym or something and then just never leave their presence.
Yeah. And training's every other day. So you have a day to recover from your debauchery. Yeah.
Yes. You know, you do after a hard day of training. You need some booze to numb the pain.
Yep. And then you rest and then you and go rest. Back.
Yeah. I would do that. I would do like a jiu-jitsu pilgrimage to the Mecca.
That'd be awesome, actually.
Of karate wrestling.
That would be really cool. I would love to do it. Yeah. Cool. What do you got?
Yeah. Excuse me. All right, let's see. What if you had to go on a dinner date with a female celebrity? Who would it be and why?
Shit. Wow.
Could be athlete, actress.
Oh, okay.
Could even be a celebrity politician. Just a celebrity female. Who
Question.
Would it be and why?
Am dinner I single date. Or married?
Your current status.
Okay.
Now I want both scenarios side by side. I want current status and then young single Ryan.
Oh, God.
Megan Fox in a pocket full of cocaine.
And
that's the current
stand.
Status.
Sorry, honey. I'm having tacos tonight, baby.
Get a hall pass. Can I get a hall pass, please?
God, a current celebrity.
Female celebrity, yeah.
Fuck, that's a current female celebrity that I'd sit down with.
Singer, actor, athlete, politician.
Yeah.
I'd go on a dinner date with Tulsi. I would chat with Tulsi.
Okay, yeah, that's good. I like that.
And I don't think the wife would be mad or think there's going to be anything going on.
No. No, see that's
what she doesn't know is after the dinner's over, Megan Fox is waiting for me in my Lamborghini with a purse full of cocaine. That's dessert.
And a satchel of tacos.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
God, a female. That's I don't know. I think you've stumped me here because I'd want to have a good conversation. I'm just going through.
And it could be someone that's dead, too. It could be Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, you didn't say that. Well, that's easy.
It doesn't have to be living.
I would have loved to sit down with Margaret Thatcher.
I think
she was such a tremendous leader in the UK, and she did so much, especially during the times with her and Reagan. So, I mean, that's someone that's the type
she
of caliber.
She fucked people up with the SAS,
I know,
too, man. Maggie's boys, man. Yeah.
That's someone I'd want to talk to. Like, dude, like, holy shit, you have some life lessons. Please school my ass. Versus some of the lessons from our friend Megan Fox. It's a different type of lesson, but.
It's true. Like I said, that's on the dessert menu.
I'm a student of all type of courses, so.
Dude, what about dinner with Joan of Arc? That'd be pretty dope.
Exactly. Yeah. Something along those lines, man. You're like, I want some badass where it's like, you know, I don't want to talk about, you know, why
Nose
you watch
jobs.
The Kardashians and, you know.
breast enhancement surgeries.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I'd want to sit down with the Kardashian because I just kind of want to just go.
What the fuck is.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You know, will you do something? We just do something. I mean, did she try to become an attorney? And like, that still hasn't happened. It's like, do something. Look at your dad.
Okay? Dad's a successful attorney. Yeah. There's brain somewhere in the family. I don't know.
Yeah. Instead, you know, let's, you know, take every
useless branding. They just branded themselves based on nothing.
There's another dollar.
Yeah, exactly. Oh shit, I just got an email from their attorneys. We're getting sued. Damn,
awesome.
That's how they do it.
I love it. All right. Well, speaking of a lawsuit, how about with this one? What if Biden asked you to sniff his hair?
Oh, dude, I would do it. I'd probably throw up doing it, but I would be as creepy as I fucking could. to see if I could out creep the creep. I would give it a shot. Ooh. I would give it a shot. I have my theories of what that dude might smell like. just moth, based moth on balls. Visual. Yeah. And I think he poops his pants a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think he probably doesn't shower every day. He just kind of, I mean, it's kind of like Weekend at Bernie's. It's like sniffing a dead dude a little bit, you know.
Oh,
but
my gosh. Can you imagine?
I would do it trying to.
You would?
Yeah. Okay. My stomach's actually turning a little bit. Seriously. As we're talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, I would, along the same lines, I'd want to do it to see if I could creep him.
Sorry, I just let one rip. I hope the mic didn't pick that one up.
That doesn't count as a dollar, though. You didn't cough, so.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, no, I would go. I would try to creep the creeper, man. He'd probably just enjoy it, dude.
All right, what do you got? 2 hours.
I need a swig of my Mountain Dew after that thought. Hold on.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, while you're swigging, I'll throw you another one, White, so you can think about it. Mm. What if, you know, back in the day, because you're married now, or you could apply a goose if she does it. What if while you're hooking up with your wife or back in the day, they kept calling you Dave?
Oh. Well, my middle name's David.
Oh, well, that's cool. But all right, pick a name. Would you just let it go? Like, I don't give a shit. I'm having fun. Or would you like, dude, I'm Clark.
You know, I've come across that scenario, not necessarily on dates, but where people call you and I let it go for a while.
I do. Yep.
I just let it go and kind of play with it until someone else usually corrects them. And then the level of embarrassment is you're like, why didn't you tell me? I was like, I was kind of enjoying my new name. I was digging it.
Yeah. But the only way that's going to happen in this situation is if Megan Fox is joining you in bed. So.
Well, and that's good too, because then if I get caught, be like, look, obviously they don't know who I am. They're calling me Dave. I mean, yeah. They obviously think I'm someone else.
Like, jeez. I'm sure there's scenarios where dudes have gone to the bar and they've gotten the name wrong all night, go home, have a great night, and still wake up the next day calling you Dave.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Oh, it's happened. You know, it's had to happen.
Absolutely.
You know, but there's some dudes out there or girls that might be like, you know, get my name right. I guess I fall on the fence, be like, if I'm having a good time,
I go with it. Yeah. Yeah.
Call me whatever the fuck you want.
I just pretend like, hey, this is my like undercover name. This is, I dig it.
Right. It's your legend.
I do. I ride that wave.
Cool.
You
know,
yeah. People that correct you sometimes, if you like pronounce their name and they, it's not even that you're mispronouncing it. It's that they say it in a weird name.
Oh, instead of like Andrea, it's Andrea.
Yeah, you know, or instead of Dave, it's Dave. Or it's some weird, like, David. I hate when people pronounce shit that way. You're like, bro.
Yeah, God.
They correct you.
Okay, I forgot it's not, your little.
It's not hyphen. Meredith. It's Meredith. Or, yeah, well, I don't know, whatever. Right. They just say it funny, and you just look at them like, oh, God.
All right, Alessandra. You didn't roll the R, motherfucker, right?
That's right. It's not Clark. It's Sealark, motherfucker.
What do you got?
Oh, God. Excuse me. I didn't hit the cough button on that one. I wanted to share that with everybody.
We all got richer.
Yeah, see, dude? Oh, man. Let's see. Oh, okay. Here we go. What if you had to banish a politician to a country for 1 year? Who? In what country and why?
Oh, just one? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. You only get one.
Oh, then I'm sorry. It has to be Pelosi. And
love it.
I mean, that's a given. Schumer would be next, but Pelosi, where am I sending her? I'm sending her to Haiti.
She needs to go to rehab.
I'm sending her to Haiti.
Pelosi in Haiti for a year would be great.
Yeah, let her see what, you know, what real tough living's like, and she thinks she's doing good for people. Why don't we? Or fuck that. I'd send her to her own voting district and actually live. Actually
have
live,
to live and work in her own district, picking up hypodermic needles on the street.
Yeah, or cleaning shit off the ground. You don't get to live in your gated
mansion. Isn't that
mansion.
Sad that her district she represents is like the next best thing to Haiti? No,
you know, and I'm not saying that Haiti is like a bad place, but if she wants to see like,
oh, it's,
you know,
run down. It needs help. Yeah.
Well, she thinks she's such a do-gooder and she's from such privilege. And again, if you're really a do-gooder, look at your own district. I mean, give me a fucking break.
I think these people should be required to live in the districts they represent, not poach those districts.
They kind of do, but they live in these
well, the little pocket
mansions.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Give me a break.
Little castle up on the hill.
Right. You know? Yeah, exactly. What about you?
That. I like that one. Damn, dude, Pelosi's a good one.
Sorry, I took it from you.
No, who's the politician that's been picked? Oh, well. Honestly, I'd like to take AOC and just put her on the moon, but that's... I don't know. Rashida Tlaib and send her to Israel?
There you go. Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Probably his sister like will take that. I'm sure she'll be really welcome, too.
they could square away.
Okay. What if your doorbell rang and it was Vanity? She was still alive.
Oh, fuck.
What would you do? Ooh. Like, seriously.
Dude, I'd be so starstruck. I don't know. Dude, I'd be like, hey, come on in. Goose, look who's here. I'll be upstairs.
Goose, you said if she ever came back from the dead and knocked on my door.
That's it. Goose, grab the camera. Come on, let's go upstairs. Let's do this.
Oh, for sure.
Daddy needs a favor.
Yeah,
you
but
can jump in if you want.
You'd get like stage fright or performance anxiety.
I wouldn't know what to say. Yeah. Dude, I've had such a crush on that gal since I was a kid. Like, I just, oh my God.
She'd get fully naked and you're like, ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't know what to do. I couldn't. As soon as I even just like touched her, just dude.
Here's some change. Grab an Uber.
There's very few people that I'm like starstruck with that if I ever met them, I would just be paralyzed, and she'd be one of them for sure. Oh, dude.
I thought you'd like that one.
Oh, Vanity.
Mm-mm-mm. That was for you.
Yeah. Thanks, dude. Made You're my welcome, day. Buddy. Damn. Woo. Blood's flowing.
I love it.
I like it.
What do you got?
I think, oh, is this my last one? This is the last one. What if you could speak a second language fluently, assuming that you don't? I don't know.
No.
What language would you choose to speak fluently?
Two-part answer to the question. One, I would like to speak Italian. I think it's just a cool language, but honestly, for convenience and South America, you know, I got to go to Brazil. I got to learn to speak some Spanish, even though they speak Portuguese. I'd still
close like, enough. Yeah. And you could speak Italian kind of if you spoke Spanish. Yeah.
You know, and swearing, I also factor the swearing, like swearing in Italian's awesome. Like, you know,
oh,
like,
they go for it.
Oh yeah. Like testa de casio, you know, stranzo, you know, I mean, you gotta say the words with umph, you know, it's not just. I like the swearing factor in Italian.
There's a couple Italian pages I follow on Instagram that are hilarious. One of them's like Brothers Brooklyn. One's hardcore Italians. And there's another one I can't remember, but it's an American wife with an Italian husband, and she's always fucking with him. And his reactions are so... Like, she puts ketchup in the pizza sauce instead of marinara sauce. And he spits it out, and he's like, what is this? What would you do? What is this? And like, his English is all broken. She goes, what, you make pizza with ketchup, right? And he's like, why would you? It's so mad. Or she made him some macaroni and cheese. And he's like, what is this? Why the cheese is orange? Why would you do that? It's so funny, dude. So emotional. They're emotional.
Oh,
people.
That's what I love about the language. They're just passionate about it. What about you?
Oh, God. I'd probably say same thing. I would say for practicality, Spanish, because it's so widely spoken.
Yeah.
You speak English and Spanish, you're speaking to like 90% of the world, you know?
Yeah.
But for fucking fun, Russian.
Oh, nice.
I've always had a secret crush on Russia because of growing up in the 80s and the Red Dawn and the fucking nuke enemy and we're going to fight them someday. And they were so formidable and scary. Absolutely. And
Pay that man his money.
Yeah, dude. Russian mafia looking like Run DMC with tracksuits and stuff. What? Totally. I would totally wear Adidas tracksuit with gold chains and shit.
Dude, they're comfortable. Don't knock them.
My gym pants are my winter gym pants are either multi-cam 511s or Adidas track pants. They're amazing. Hell yeah. Dude. Yeah.
You gotta watch what exercise you're doing with that one, because you could get a little happy in those. So
I know. Well, that's why I can't go to a gym with those yoga pants, dude. No.
Fila pants. You can't do that. No. Oh, no.
You get a lap dance wearing those, though. It's all right. That may have happened in Jerusalem at Monday Night Football with J-Lo. Dun, dun, dun.
By the way, update, we are working on getting J-Lo back on. We are men of our word, and we will follow through with that.
We did promise you guys J-Lo, this mystery man.
Stand by. All right, well, I got quite a few here for you.
Send them.
All right. Let's do this. So what if Clark started a cult? What would this cult look like?
Oh, God. Assuming it's not 2022, which is my dry year, heavy amounts of alcohol, yes, and anything goes from there. It would be...
It's just a constant party.
Just like a friendly Charlie Manson. Friendly. It's cool. It's all good. Free love. Let's just throw down some mattresses and see what happens.
Yeah. Free love, free booze, free, whatever.
Guitars and guns.
Oh, yes.
Dude, right? Chilling.
I'm joining.
Be fun. Be chill. Lots of beanbag chairs and shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hammocks.
Yeah. Hammocks, beanbag chairs.
Sign me
up. It would definitely, if we ever got some financial means, with a little tropical environment.
Oh,
little island somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. We just worship fun.
Ooh.
Fun is our God. We just have fun.
You just came up with your tagline.
Dude, right?
We worship fun.
That's right. Heck yeah, man. I love it.
I dig that, man. Well, sign me up. I'm with you on that one. All right, how about this? What if you had an identical twin?
Oh, God.
Would he be the same? Would he not? I mean, what would you? How would you interact with a Clark 2?
If there was two of
identical.
Us? Well, they always say there's like a evil twin and a good twin. I don't know. I'm kind of both wrapped up into one myself. I don't know. I probably wouldn't like him very much. If I could see myself from the outside, like having a twin, because I look at that, like looking at the Hodge twins, like it's got to freak you out to look at some other dude, but it's you and they behave like you.
I never
you.
Thought about that way. Yeah.
You know, like how you see yourself in a picture sometimes and you're like, oh God, my nose looks like that. Or I look like that. Or wow, I got bad posture. Like, you know, having your twin around, you would constantly criticize yourself. Like,
yeah,
damn, I got some skinny calves, man. If fucking Clark too, you know,
I would treat him more like a proxy. I'd want to be the older twin by like that 10 seconds.
Yeah. And I want so, the like, leg up on it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd drink, I'd party and I'd be like, dude, you're going to work. Thinking
yeah,
me.
Exactly.
Right. You're going to go do, you're going to be that guy.
Well, that was my hack for SEAL training, dude, is go as a twin, but don't tell nobody. So really, you did 3 months of buds. You just rotate week per week, right? Or if one of you is good at something like, hey, I suck in the water, bro. We got pool comp coming up. This is your week. Oh, no problem. Then you're kicking back, dude. You're at Hotel Del sipping margaritas.
That's what
Clark
I'm saying.
Clark 2 is going through hell week.
Yes.
You're like, you drew straw, dude. You got short straw. You're doing hell week, bro.
Yep.
Don't tell anybody ever that you have a twin, secret twin, dude.
That's the way to go. That's the way
think
I would
about it.
It'd be amazing. It'd
You'd
be
only work
amazing.
Half the year? You and your twin just live in the same cool pad, you know? Hey.
That's the way to do it. You don't publicize it. It's just like, dude.
Secret twin, dude. Clark 2 would be secret twin.
And the younger
get
one
the gets the same tats and shit.
Yeah, the younger one gets the sloppy seconds too, because I'm like, oh, I'm tired of dating this girl. Will you just step in and make her think that I'm still interested, maybe?
Yeah, bang her a couple times and then dump her, dude. We got to get rid of this one. He has to do all the dirty work.
Oh, I love that. The dirty twin. I love it. I love it.
A secret twin. I keep it a secret.
Okay. Well, what if your life was a sitcom? Who would play the main character?
I think it is a sitcom. Definitely Pauly Shore, dude.
Oh, yeah. I should have knew that was coming. I
have to get Pauly Shore. Or if you want to go retro, John Ritter. I'd have to have Jack Tripper play me.
Oh, that's a really
add some
call.
Physical comedy. I'm lacking in the physical comedy department.
Yep.
So I would bring in John Ritter to... You know, stumble down the stairs or argue with the landlord or, you know.
I like it. I like that. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool, man. I dig it. I think I'm going more of either a Jeff Bridges for Big Lebowski or more like a Matthew McConaughey. Just screw it, man.
Oh,
just lay
dude,
back.
Nice.
Yeah.
McConaughey. Yeah. That's a good call.
Play it cool. Play it cool. All right. If you could speak to animals, what would you tell them?
Oh, dude. You know, growing up, my favorite saint was Saint Francis because he could talk to animals.
Oh, there you go.
And I always thought I could talk to animals, like at least emotionally, empathetically. Like I love animals.
Yeah.
going to the zoo, dogs, you know, trying to make friends with squirrels and birds and shit as a kid.
Yes.
So yeah, dude, I always like really pretended or thought that I could kind of communicate with them at some level, at least like go up to them and pet them and have them realize like, hey, I'm the cool human, you know?
Yeah, I'm the cool human, right?
Yeah, exactly. Dude, yeah. I would talk to him about all kinds of shit. I might start a little trouble too, be like, hey, man, do you know the squirrels talk shit about you birds, man? I heard them the other day talking shit. Like, I just thought you'd want to know. Then I go to the squirrels like, yo, I was just talking to the birds. Watch your back, man. Them fuckers are coming. They know where your nuts are hid. They're going to snatch your shit up.
I love it.
A little animal drama, you know?
Hell yeah,
a little
man.
Like grade school rules, you know?
Yeah, why not? Why not? I think it'd be fun as all hell. Just yeah. Have some conversations with some cool animals.
Oh, like, dude, I would love that. If I could learn one language, to learn to speak animal.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool to actually talk with them?
Hell yeah, man. You go on hikes and just sit down and talk to the squirrel. Be like, dude, how's your day going? You know?
Imagine talking to like a bald eagle or a falcon.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome. Like, I love it.
Be sweet. Yeah.
Love it. All right. Yeah. I have a real question. This is real. I want you to think about this.
All right.
What if politicians actually had term limits?
Fuck, that'd be amazing.
You know what's sad? It falls into the game of a what if. That's what bothers me.
It's sad. It's a hypothetical situation.
I know, right? God, pisses me off.
Well, we wouldn't have the same assholes year after year, but we would get new assholes every so often.
There'd be less assholes, though.
It would be.
Or how about this?
We might just get more, yeah.
You couldn't remain an asshole. That's the problem, right? Yeah. So if you were an
asshole.
There
should be a personality test to be a politician. Like, you have to be cool. You have to pay, and you know who would screen him? McConaughey. I would put Matthew McConaughey in charge of screening every politician, and if he doesn't check the box, it says, all right, all right, all right, or a lot cooler if you did.
Exactly.
You know? You have to pass the McConaughey test. It's like a polygraph.
I love it.
But he's going to be high, naked, playing his bongos that he loves so much.
Yes.
And you have to go into his chamber and talk to him and pass his interview.
Yeah.
If he thinks you're cool enough to be in politics, then you get a shot at one term. And then that's it.
Done.
That's how I would screen the government through McConaughey.
We're going to have to reach out to Eli and get his thoughts on that one.
I think Eli would enter the chamber.
He would.
I think he would enter. I don't know if he would pass. That's up to McConaughey and Eli. We do is arrange the meeting. We would greet them at the door and say, are you ready? This typically lasts for about an hour. You're looking good. Good luck.
Okay. This next one
could be a reality show.
It could. Actually, that's really good.
Dude.
This next one is dedicated to your friend, AKA the Punisher. What if you woke up one day and your schlants was 24 inches.
Oh my God. I would run around the neighborhood naked, ringing doorbells with it.
Look at it.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Look at this shit, motherfuckers. Bam. Oh, dude. I'd make all kinds of posts on Instagram, run around naked.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the helicopter in the backyard, tripping on it, stepping on it, playing with it.
I'd go to the airport because I want to be in that scanning machine with the biggest smile.
Yeah, just keep buying plane tickets to go through different.
Yep.
Just to see the scanner people like.
Did they open the door? Are you serious? Holy dude, you got to check that guy. He's got a club in there.
I'd be one of those videos where the cops are grabbing it. What is this? That's my penis, sir. Like, oh. You ever seen those videos? They're so funny, dude.
Oh, I love those. I remember that on your old IG page.
I would wear short shorts. I'd wear some 70s rollerblade and roller skating shorts.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, dude. I would be going to the gym doing squats in short shorts.
Oh, gosh.
I might hang a 20-pound weight from it and just walk around the gym flexing.
Oh, you could easily you could work that hog out, no problem.
Oh, dude, I could tie it around a squat bar and just drag it around the gym. Tie a little fucking square knot. Boop.
You're deadlifting.
People would be like, holy shit.
Okay, how about... What if your favorite movie was real life? What would that movie be?
What if my favorite movie was real life?
Yeah, you lived in the movie every day.
Oh, shit. The Last Dragon with Vanity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Barry Gordy's Last Dragon with Vanity.
Nice.
And I would be doing kung fu and shit.
Again, show enough every day.
Mm-hmm. I'd be fighting show enough every day, banging Vanity every day.
Life's
doing
good.
Karate, doing kung fu. Yeah, have my own little dojo somewhere in New York. Yeah.
Life's, I think mine is cocktail. I just want to serve
all day. Oh, yeah, nice. We just watched that a few weeks ago.
Hey, man. Yeah. Just. Nice. But I'm talking about more of the beach vibe. I don't need to go to New York.
Oh, yeah, where he's down in the tropics chilling. Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. I could do that every day. That would be awesome.
I like that one. Yeah, it's
good. What if you took the magic limitless pill?
What does that mean?
You know, like the movies.
Can I get two of them?
You know, like where like all of a sudden your brain capacity goes to like 80% and you're just like a savant. You're just crazy. There's no limits.
Yeah. Well, I would double what everyone else is taking. That was kind of my MO back in the day. If you're taking two, I'm taking four. I'm also been known for ground scores. When you're just walking around the club and you see a pill on the floor, you're like, fuck, he's eat it. People, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. Ground score, bro. See what happens.
See what happens.
Be drugs, motherfucker. I love
it. That's great.
Yeah, I would double up and become like a super smart. Although as stupid as I am, I might just become normal. I have average IQ points.
How about, what if fast food was good for your health? What fast food would you eat all the time?
Taco Bell and chocolate.
Really? Okay.
Maybe even chocolate Taco Bell.
Yeah. Why not?
My daughter and I talk about that all the time. Wouldn't it be awesome if junk food was good for you? Like how awesome that would be.
Dude, I'm a fried chicken guy. If I could eat Popeyes every day or any fried chicken, I would.
Well, we both know people that eat like shit and still look good. Like everyone has that friend that just is ripped and all they do is eat potato chips and shit. Yep. And you're like, what the fuck?
And no cholesterol, no issues. They're
healthy,
just fucking freaks.
In good shape. And they eat like shit. And I have several friends growing up that way or military buddies or even adults I know now that how do you? It's just they got freak genetics, man. I don't. I look at Pringles and I gain 10 pounds. It's horrible.
Tell me about it. It's terrible. What if you could go back in time to any point in your life? One time only. What point would it be?
Would I be stuck in that point or just a visit?
No, it's just a visit. Just one point.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I would say probably the first time I went to Thailand in the regular Navy. That was pretty epic.
Yeah.
That was fun. Okay. That was just some pirate shit. Yeah.
Just go. Yeah. Yeah. I would say the young times, either college days or things like that. You're young, dumb, full of
wild, carefree.
Yeah.
Not giving a fuck about consequences.
Yeah. You just don't think you're just fucking you could drink like 3 days in a row and you feel
just
amazing.
A belt fed idiot, dude. Yeah, like a machine gun, man. Just stupid shit after stupid shit. Rapid fire, man. It was great.
I like that. That's good. All right. Last one. How about this? I would want to know what you would do because, again, here you've been a cop, you've been a SEAL. What if that day comes where robots are more intelligent than humans? What would you do?
Are robot vaginas in play at this point?
Ooh, didn't think about that, but good. yeah, but if they're really smart, you think it's going to be easy to get the robot vagina. So you might have to, they may play hard to get. You don't know.
I know. You have to impress them with some software updates or something. You know what I mean? Dangle that little thumb drive. Do, 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 cuckoo.
Talk algorithms to them.
Yeah. 1-0-0-0-1-0-0-1-1-1-0.
Beep, bop, boop.
Like, damn. What a pickup line that was. I didn't know he spoke binary. I speak binary.
I love that. You're right. Binary, turn them on.
God.
Yeah, man. I think, again, the only reason I brought that up, because in the news, Elon Musk talking about these now building these robots.
Yeah. Ask me the question again, because I got kind of stuck with robot vaginas.
What if you woke up and robots are actually more intelligent than humans? I mean, do you go with the flow or are you going to start going all, all Terminator on them?
Actually, last night, I just watched the original Terminator by myself.
It's scary on how relevant it is now. It was super scary.
I would have to be like a Kyle Reese or a John Connor. I think I'd have to fight the robots.
I agree. You know,
I don't trust it.
It's funny you bring that up because, like, when we watched that back in the day when it came out, she's like, "Oh man, that
was so sci-fi."
How
scary! Now it's like, wait a minute, they're like going in that direction, man.
It's it's no longer sci-fi. It's more of a horror movie because it's like, fuck, this is it could scary happen. Shit.
It's kind of like a Jason Voorhees. Like, there could be a dude in a hockey mask with a knife that comes after you. That's not impossible.
It's not impossible.
You know?
Yeah. No. Well, dude, that was awesome and fun. I'm glad it was lighthearted to, you know. we've had some serious episodes. You've been feeling like shit, so I'm glad to, you know,
we had to laughter, let our hair down. And,
laughter is the best medicine. But we thought instead of Dude's Court, because we kept this really light and fun, we haven't read emails in a while. So let's go to some of the emails. And we owe it to you guys because we appreciate y'all writing in. So thank you for that.
All right, this one comes from Stefan.
Stefan.
Awesome show. I started listening when it started up. I've been playing catch up on episodes. I run a plow truck in California. Cool. So it's been 12 on, 12 off shifts.
Wow.
And I'm about to get hammered with snow. So yeah, it is weird up here. It snows a lot, man. So it sounds weird to have a snow plow in California, but it's a thing.
Well, Tahoe. Anyone's been to Tahoe knows, right?
Let's see. He says, I've reached out to Clark when you first started the show. I live nearby. It would be fun to hook up, maybe do some shooting, meet you. I miss the tactical shooting. I'm rusty now. My last deployment, we shared a FOB with some SF and some SEALs. They let us use their shoot house and range and worked out with us. It was an awesome time. I just don't have anyone around here that gets to shoot like that and train like that. I just miss the fun. And it would be fun to continue progressing at it. Keep up the podcast, guys. It's awesome. Thank you for the stories and the guests. You guys have talks that help keep all the info and knowledge that comes out of the show. Keep it flowing. Take care, Stefan.
Oh, thanks, Ben.
So that's awesome. We always appreciate that. It doesn't have to necessarily be a question. We love to get some support from our supporters and know that you guys like the show. As far as shooting, Stefan, I hate to admit it, but I haven't shot since I moved to California just because none of my shit's compliant. So I just keep it locked up and disassembled in my gun safe because I'm paranoid. And if anyone's going to get caught, it's me. Since the third grade, one motherfucker throws an airplane at the teacher.
It's you.
Oh, Clark did it. You know, so I'm not even messing with,
not to mention you need to be like a stockbroker to afford the ammo these days, right?
I know. Yeah. What I have left is my rainy day fund. You know, it's so I can fight my way back to Texas that I have enough ammo for that. I just got a steel base, second base to Reno. I'm close. I'm 2 hours from freedom. So that's my plan. Brother.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Oh, let's see. This is a long one. Let me skip that one. We'll read that next time because that's a long one and it's a good one. Wow, this is a good one. This one's from Chris. Just wanted to drop a quick line. Broken ass Air Force vet aircraft mechanic. Nice. I spent my time crawling through aircraft fuel tanks, sucking fumes. Found your podcast via Mike Ritland's podcast. Dig your message. Keeps moving forward. Finding some like-minded guys I can listen to outside of this ridiculous bubble of left extremists in Oregon has been like finding cold water in a hot-ass bullshit desert. I feel like an outcast here in my home state after returning home from service with my veteran status and conservative beliefs. I'm all about good vibes. Wish there was more openly minded middle ground people in society. I got the jab out of family pressure. They wouldn't help watch the kids, et cetera, et cetera. Unless we got the jab, never again. Got the first two. That's it. Can't believe I caved in. Focusing on getting back into shape ever since. My one buddy out here is an Army infantry childhood friend, is moving with his family to Florida soon. So it really feels like we're on an island with weirdo natives out here. Laugh out loud.
Yeah.
Also had this tat for years. Thought I'd share it, similar to your Good Vibes logo, but more on par with my angry mechanic mindset. Keep up the badassery and positive messages. And he's P.S. Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah. Nice.
He has a cool tattoo. It's kind of a smiley face dude, but he's angry and he's clenching his fists. And underneath it says rage.
Nice.
Oh, it does resemble our Good Vibes logo. That's cool, man.
That's cool.
We appreciate it, Chris. We feel you, man, especially, you know, I'm behind enemy lines as well. But there are good people everywhere. You just got to stay out of the big cities, apparently. But a few everywhere else is all right.
I'm starting to feel the rage because Austin's turning into San Francisco. So
I know. I'm San Francisco pain, of Texas. And it's sad to see.
It's getting pretty bad. It's unfortunate.
It is. But I do believe the good always wins. Truth is coming out through various sources. And, you know, the weird vibe that's been kind of overshadowing really the world the last couple of years is starting to crumble. You know, I really believe that, you know, evil empires, bad people, things. Look at Hitler, how powerful he was. He fell and crumbled. All these things, people's ideas that aren't good to go eventually feed on themselves and collapse and crumble. And I think we just have to weather the storm. I think there's enough of us good vibes folk around the world that are tired of the bullshit, tired of being oppressed, tired of being told what to do.
Yeah.
And we will come together and fight for our freedoms and most of all our freedoms just to be happy people, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who doesn't want to be happy? That's the most basic feeling and emotion that anyone in the world wants. We want to be happy, happy with our families, happy with our lives. We don't want to be told what to do. So weather the storm, we're going to win, man.
No, you're spot on, too. I think that the romanticism of some of this ideology out there is they're starting to fall out of love with it. It's you get so caught up in the idea of this and, oh, it's such good. But it's like, dude, you got to wake the fuck up. This stuff.
Well, when the rubber meets the road, it turns to shit. They realize like, oh,
yeah,
you know, everything sounds good on paper. But when you implement it, a lot of it goes to shit.
I think
it's just a pendulum that swings. You know, throughout history, it's just that pendulum that swings and eventually people will fight for what they believe in on all levels. And I think we're seeing this information warfare where a lot of good shit's coming forth through books, through podcasts, you know, certain parts of the media. There's even kind of a second tier media now that's not beholden to the big corporations that's starting to spread some truth. Of course, it's being labeled as misinformation. But that's how you know when you're over target and you start taking anti-aircraft fire, you know you're over the target. And so even this podcast has, you know, had some episodes
we have
banned and things
removed.
And so
for those you know, we are on YouTube and we've had some episodes removed, which it's surprising, but we're not surprised. But we are on Rumble too. You have every episode on there, so just remember that. So we do try to make sure we have some redundancy.
Well, and we want to preserve our work as well. And so that's why we don't really push Rumble, but it's mainly kind of our backup so that all of our videos exist. We put a lot of time and effort into this format, and we want you guys to be able to enjoy it. And we want to be able to enjoy it and look back on it and, you know, and have fun with it.
We're not going to let someone censor us. That's bullshit. So we're not going to go for it.
We're here to stay like herpes, motherfuckers.
Woo! we're the herpes of the airwaves.
Yeah, we are. The good vibes herpes.
That's right. any others? Or is that it?
That's it. There's one more that it's pretty long and it's somewhat political. So I thought it could kind of stand on its own in another episode.
Got it. Yeah. And you know what, guys, we've been talking. We definitely want to do a viewers or listeners email episode again. So feel free, keep sending them in. We'll do another episode and read a bunch of them. So please, we appreciate it. Well, that was fun, buddy. I think I learned a lot today from you.
scenarios. That was a fun one.
I know vanity, your dreams and your sexual experience would last all about a minute.
Well, we talked about vanity and robot vaginas. Elon Musk, if you could build me a robot vanity, I would love you forever. Dude, just saying. Next Christmas.
A happy Clark is a good Clark. So
a robot vanity would just, you might not see me for a while. I might be busy.
Oh my gosh. I don't think we're too far away from that. Well, awesome, man. Well, always a good time. I'm glad you're feeling better. And Vibe Tribe, man, have a great week, right?
Absolutely. Take care. We love you. I love you, Ryan. Guys. We'll see you next time.
You too, brother. All right.